WildTalkRadio.com.
I have one question for everybody here tonight.
Are you ready?
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Now I put no stock in what any man thinks, only what I know. And what I know is this: the result will be just like the first time. I will put him 6 feet under. Game over.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
I am talent. I am fame. I am music. I am the air you breathe. I am everything.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
Welcome to the Raw Post Show live here on Wild Talk Radio Network, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. It's the go-home to Extreme Rules, the horror show. I am Sir Rockin, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
There was nothing horrifying about this, but this was the go-home to the horror show, I guess. I mean, maybe it's the lead-up. Because SmackDown still has to come, and we all know where the real horror lies there, so...
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. We're going to talk about it like this. There were some positives, and there were some negatives about this show. The show kind of dragged. That's a negative. Legitimately, the second hour...
Yeah, the second hour was just okay. Was not the best.
Was not the best. It kind of dragged a little bit. And that's fine. It happens from time to time. The positives. The women are dominating the show. The women are kicking ass on this show.
The women are carrying the show.
And the women are carrying this show. But we had an awesome main event, which we'll get to in a minute. But we had two women return on this show. So the Iconics were getting involved with Ruby Riott. And, well, one thing led to another. And then she showed up that she had a partner.
The best-est partner.
The EST of WWE, Bianca Belair, made her return to Monday Night Raw.
Hey, she's back.
Hell yes.
Woo!
Hell yes. Billie Kay's probably like, go away, because she got her ass kicked in the tag match.
I am 100% here for Bianca Belair being on TV and back and a part of the show because reasons. She's amazing. She's the best S. She's the EST. She's all the things. And it's very sad when she kind of disappeared from TV for a minute. So it's good that she's back.
Mm-hmm. So Bianca and Ruby Riott defeated the Iconics. Saw a little match. It was like about 4 minutes. It was very solid.
Ruby got a win.
Ruby,
the streak is broken.
She's not herself.
Huzzah.
She has not herself gotten the win, but she was on the winning side. So that's good.
It still counts.
Mm-hmm. R-Truth met up with Richard O'Shea and Cedric Alexander backstage, and Truth was concerned that thought Ricochet was the MVP of Raw and said he was fighting MVP, which we'll get to in a minute. And then Truth thought he had a match with Ric Flair, and then they had to inform him that he had a match against Randy Orton because Ric Flair is the one who made the challenge. Then Tozawa's ninja showed up, and then it was a challenge between Tozawa with his ninjas against R-Truth.
I'm going to keep asking this question.
Mm-hmm.
Why is a man in his 70s and not really the most wonderful health, but not bad health, but not the most wonderful health, why is he in a state where it is the pandemic epicenter of the world? Why is he there?
Because he says the WWE Performance Center is a safer place than going to Kroger.
is he sleeping in the performance center? Is he living in the performance center? Because you have to go to places between wherever you're going and the performance center. I'm not like trying to judge him. I'm just very concerned because the last thing I want to have happen to Ric Flair, and I'm sure the last thing he wants to have happen, is he gets the dreaded plague. So again, I am asking the question, why is a man in his 70s in a pandemic epicenter? Why?
I just explained why.
I understand that the PC is safe, but the rest of the state is not safe. So if they're locking him in the PC at night, which is not great, then, you know, that's fine. He's safe. It's okay. But if they're not, because we all know Ric Flair, I have issues.
We'll see.
I have very, very, very many concerns about that one.
We'll see if he's back next week when they film new tapings.
We'll see.
So Akira Tozawa and his ninjas were in the ring to take on R-Truth. R-Truth was like, why'd you bring your guys? I didn't bring anyone. Then Shayna Baszler came out, and she destroyed the ninjas. Tozawa was about to get destroyed. He's like, I'm out. And then R-Truth was like, I'm just going to let myself out.
I'm really happy that Shane is back. I just hope they don't, like, ruin her with things.
She said everyone's had their fun, and now she's here, and now all that's done. She said all the weak-minded female champions have been fooling themselves that they are in control. Baszler said she's the Queen of Spades. She's the Queen of Spades is back to shatter illusion with a hard dose of reality, and she is that reality.
God, I hope they take her seriously this time, please.
Depending on outcomes, I'm okay with either Sasha versus Shayna at SummerSlam or Asuka versus Shayna at SummerSlam.
I will do both.
I want 100% on board for either interaction.
I'm good with either. It's fine.
Angel Garza and Andrade beat the Viking Raiders in an elimination tag team match. More friction.
We need to talk about, though, the promo backstage between the Viking Raiders and Zelina's group, where Angel's there hitting on a Charlie, and he's got his rose, and he's shooting his shot, and the Viking Raiders walk up, and it's Ivar?
Mm-hmm.
Hansen, whatever you want to call him, walks up, smiles, takes the rose, and gives it to Charlie, and she's all happy and smiley and flirty. Zelina and Andrade are off to the side snickering, and Garza's like, WTF. And Eric's like, that's my boy!
There's a movement on Twitter for Charlie versus Zelina with Angel Garza in a shark cage.
Angel Garza on a stick match?
Pretty much.
On a ball match?
Pretty much. That's pretty much what that would be.
I don't think, honestly, that Charlie could win that match because Zelina would probably beat her up, but I would be intrigued by it nonetheless. Personally, I want the Andrade Angel tuxedo match for Zelina. It's sexist as hell, but goddammit, I want it.
So there was that. Let's see what other things happened on this show. Oh, yeah. Seth Rollins came out. He talked about the whole eye for an eye thing, and Buddy beforehand asked him, do you really mean you're actually going to take his eye? And he's like, yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to do. Rollins talked about how there's been no match ever that's barbaric ever sanctioned between by WWE, and well,
they have to add by WWE because it has actually been sanctioned elsewhere. Just saying.
He's just going to be the leader he needs to be. And he said Extreme Rules is called the horror show. And that's exactly what it will be. He said Mysterio has forced his hand for the last time. And now he'll be forced to tear and gouge until Mysterio is completely blind. And Rollins said Mysterio will never watch his son get married. Or to get to see his wife's face again. So, yeah. Kevin Owens came out. Owens said that when he came up with the idea of the winner tag match, again, to use a stipulation, he thought he would choose Ray would choose like last man standing or something that would keep Rollins' friends away from ringside. And well, he didn't think Ray would get to this point, but he was wrong. Owen said that he has a good friend with a pirate named Jean-Pierre Lafitte, and he had something for Rollins, and he had an eye patch. We had a Jean-Pierre Lafitte reference on Monday Night Raw. You know, PCO. Rollins and Murphy brawled. It led to a quick match. Alistair got the win, leading to Kevin Owens versus Seth Rollins, with Kevin Owens getting the win.
The Owens-Rollins match and the Aleister-Murphy match was both really, really good. I enjoyed this segment. I thought it was good. Again, we're going to talk about it Thursday, but logistically, I just want to see how they're going to pull this off. Seriously. I am dead serious about that. I have only one conclusion of how this is going to go, and I want to see them try and pull it off. I really, really do. Because this is gonna be interesting, y'all. Again, I'll keep saying it till the match happens. They realize that Raw did not have anything to balance SmackDown in terms of the Swamp match. So they're doing their best with that. And all I can tell you is if this is the best they can come up with for Raw, that Swamp match is going to be fucked up. It has to be. If this is like, they're like, well, how can we possibly even rival it? I know, we'll take out somebody's eyeball. But this, well, the matches were good for this. I don't think this was an appropriate go home. I feel like more violence should have been involved because this is going to be a very violent match. It has to be just by the premise of it. Mm-hmm. So I feel like the whole entire thing should be more violent, but that's just me. Other people may think it's appropriate. LeMans, in terms of Shayna winning or anybody winning for that matter, they're not going to have audiences for a long time at this point. No, they're not going to have audiences for a while.
We'll see.
Things keep going the way they're going. They're not.
We'll see.
So that may change things. I don't know. But yeah, back to... I've heard September that they're coming back, but we'll see. End of September.
That's what I meant, yeah.
That's
not that long time from now.
But I don't know. I don't... Anyway, we're not going down that road. I just don't feel like this was appropriate. I don't feel like this was violent enough. I thought the matches were excellent and they did a great job storytelling, but I'm not going to lie. I want more violence in this. I feel like this should be more violent. I feel like the response should be more violent. Like, Seth Rollins gouged out Rey Mysterio's eyeball, supposedly, and like everybody's just kind of sort of cool with it, but not cool with it, and they can all contain their anger and their rage. So, you know, there's that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how this goes. I'm not sure how I feel about this yet.
We'll talk more about it Thursday. You had Big Show talking with Flair and talking, you know, they should talk Randy out of doing things to R-Truth, and then Randy Orton talked about his history with Edge and then his history with Big Show and then Ric Flair and said how R-Truth is a legend, but you know, and all that stuff, and then they quickly beat R-Truth in a match with a quick RKO. As he was going for the punt kick, out came the Big Show. Warren said the punt kick didn't have the Truth name on it, it actually had Big Show's. Warren challenged Big Show to a match next week, an unsanctioned match next week on Raw. Solid.
It was solid. I feel like if you're going to challenge somebody to a fight that is unsanctioned, you don't give them warning, especially like a week. You don't. I mean, I understand. It's a ploy for storytelling, but just in a storytelling standpoint, if you're going to have Orton and Big Show fight next week, you could just legit have Orton walk out and challenge the Big Show to a fight that's not sanctioned.
Mm-hmm.
And either do it like he did Christian, where he has till the end of the night, which was a little weird, or do it where the Big Show just comes out and murders Randy Orton, or vice versa. But it's a plot-telling ploy, which is fine. It just, to me, again, it's a very strange choice. But whatever, it works.
MVB hosted the VIP lounge with Dolph Ziggler as his guest. He talked about not revealing the stipulation, and then he has a strategy, and all these things, everything you've heard. Ziggler said McIntyre would be an unemployed loser begging for a handout if it wasn't for him. And he said McIntyre wouldn't do it, so he would. He thanked Ziggler for all he's done. Ziggler said the lack of gratitude is the same reason why McIntyre will lose his title. McIntyre came out. He said he was sorry to break up this ass-kissing session. McIntyre said he's done a lot of soul searching after last week and came to the conclusion that Dolph Ziggler uses people. He said Ziggler used him as a hired gun and muscle. McIntyre said Ziggler is the one of the most talented in-ring performers around. He said he would hurt Ziggler and make him regret the day he picked up the phone and called him to come to Raw. McIntyre said whatever happens to him Sunday is on Ziggler. McIntyre said he couldn't wait until Sunday and he needed some action. So he knocked down Ziggler with a punch, and then MVP bailed as he flinched away from a headbutt.
Solid.
Mm-hmm.
Very solid. Nice build there. Appropriate response.
Mm-hmm. Lashley beat Ricochet later on in the match. Or later on in the night, I should say.
Okay, I want to know why MVP was wearing the title.
Because he brought the belt last week. He unveiled it. Since Cruz wasn't there, he's crowning himself the title holder.
Okay.
Your main event, the Kabuki Warriors, challenged Sasha Banks and Bayley for the WWE Women's Tag Team titles. This was really good. No shocker there. Kyrie was awesome in this matchup. Sasha took a hell of a beating. The one spot where Kyrie got slingshotted into the plexiglass was, ow.
They're going to have to clean that again. Get the goddamn squeegee, because like they just keep throwing each other into that plexiglass. Guys, that is not safe. Somebody has to clean that every time you touch it. There's a little crew person that walks around with a little spray bottle and they have to like wipe the glass off. It's y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Not a toy. Anyway, they let Kari wrestle. Finally.
Good main event. The women, Sasha Banks and Bayley retain. I like the women main eventing Raw.
I am here for the women main eventing Raw. I am here for the women carrying the shows right now. I know a lot of people are probably upset about it and against it, but you look at what they've got, and honestly, the women are carrying the flag right now. They're doing what they have to do to make sure the shows get on. And I'm not saying the men aren't, but yeah. In terms of male superstars availability versus female superstars, clearly more of the female superstars are available to work than the male in certain cases. So right now, some of your biggest names on the show that are available are the women, and they're carrying that flag admirably. This was so good. Love this. Loved everything about this. I would have this again in a heartbeat. Please let Kari Sane do her thing more, please, for the love of God, because yes, all the yes. She's such a wonderful, wonderful pirate princess. I love her.
So, that was Monday Night Raw.
I mean, it wasn't a bad show. It just, for a go-home to a pay-per-view, to me, did not feel strong enough, just in terms of the stories that they're telling, but we'll see what they do for SmackDown, because they might be saving that really big, like, oomph moment for SmackDown, particularly for Bray and Braun. So we'll see.
But it's also hard to have oomph at the moment with the lack of crowd and stuff.
They can pipe in noise if they need to. They have speakers.
Anyway, Thursday night, we're going to preview the horror show.
I mean, actually, technically, since the shows are pre-taped, they could, you know, like, put in a CGI crowd. But anyway, yes. Yes, we are we're not pre-taping. We are talking about Extreme Rules, the horror show, where we're going to do pick 'em. And we're going to talk about the matches, decide who wins, who loses, all that good, fun, happy stuff, along with news notes, NXT, all your favorites. It's The Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WallTalkRadio.com.
I have a interesting stipulation for that Dolph should pick.
The doll should pick?
Yeah, for Sunday. I told you about it.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Means the one. Hey,
be nice to Brent.
No. Saturday night, midnight dish. It's another edition of CB Radio, CBRadio.com, GreaterThanGreatTheMate.com. Sunday night, when Extreme Rules is over, you can check out Wrestle Talk Radio as they'll review the entire thing. Oh, yeah. We'll be back next Monday night, live at 11 p.m. Eastern for another edition of the Raw Post Show. It's at Wild Talk Radio on the Twitters, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Hey, if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account is called Twitch Prime. You can subscribe for free by hitting the purple rectangular button below the screen. Also, use creator code ROCKINSOCK in the Fortnite item shop.
And you can follow me on most of the social media at Lynn's Ward, LANSWRD. And you can follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward, same as the Twitters. Fish butts, follow, all that stuff.
Do the thing. We'll see.
There's a wave with that.
This has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday night for the Rack. I'm right back here for the Raw Post Show every Monday night, along the airways of the Wild Talk Radio Network, right here, twitch.tv/WTLive and wildtalkradio.com. WildTalkRadio.com.